Chapter 12. Death on the Moor.
I couldn't believe my ears. Only one man has that ironical voice. Holmes, I cried. He was waiting outside, amused. He was thinner and bronzed by the sun, but typically his collar was still perfect. I shook his hand warmly, happy and relieved to see him. How did you know I was inside? I asked curiously.
Elementary, my dear Watson. I recognised the type of cigarette you smoke on the ground outside. You obviously threw it away before you entered the hut.
Why didn't you tell me you were on the moor? I asked, disappointed by his secrecy.
I'm sorry, Watson, but I didn't want to put you in danger. And I wanted to observe events without warning our unknown enemies. Thank you for your precious reports.
I then told him of my conversation with Laura Lyons. He was very interested and added that he knew Stapleton and Mrs. Lyons were intimate. To my great surprise, he also told me that Beryl Stapleton was, in reality, Stapleton's wife and not his sister. How do you know this? I asked.
When you told me he was once a schoolmaster, I investigated and discovered that a school in northern England closed in tragic circumstances. The schoolmaster and his wife disappeared, but their descriptions were identical.
But why this elaborate deception? I asked.
She was useful to him in the character of a free woman. And Mrs. Lyons also believes he is a free man. Perhaps she will help us when she knows the truth.
Holmes smiled. It was clear now. So Stapleton is our mysterious enemy. But what does he want?
He wants to murder Sir Henry Watson. But don't ask me for details. We will soon stop him. But you must stay close to Sir Henry until then.
Suddenly, a terrible scream broke the silence of the evening. Shocked, Holmes and I ran towards the agonised cry, and we heard it again, much closer, and a new sound, a deep, menacing reverberation.
The hound!
Cried Holmes.
Quick, Watson, before it's too late!
We heard a last desperate yell, a heavy thud, then silence. We continued blindly, for it was dark now, and suddenly we saw the figure of a man on the ground below a tor, horribly contorted. Holmes lit a match and was speechless with horror at the scene. We instantly recognised the tweed suit. It was the body of Sir Henry Baskerville. Why did I leave him alone? I cried in desperation and remorse.
Watson, it is my fault. I knew he was in danger. But why was he on the moor alone?
Stapleton will pay for this, Holmes, I promise.
He will. Both uncle and nephew frightened to death by this terrible creature. We must prove the connection between Stapleton and the hound. I will trap him before another day ends.
The moon appeared from behind the clouds as we spoke. Holmes went closer to the body and exclaimed,
Watson, this man has a beard. It is not Sir Henry. It is Selden the criminal.
In an instant, it was all clear to me. Of course, I remember Sir Henry gave Barrymore some of his clothes. Evidently, Barrymore gave them to Selden.
Then the clothes are the reason for this poor devil's death, Watson. The hound was attracted by the scent. Obviously, someone already gave the creature a possession of Sir Henry's to familiarise it with his scent. Probably the boot he lost at the hotel in London. But look, Watson, someone is coming. Not a word of our suspicions, or our plan will fail.
A figure approached, and I saw the light of a cigar. It was Stapleton.
Dr. Watson, on the moor so late? But what's this? Our friend Sir Henry dead?
He walked quickly to the dead man, but his face changed suddenly when he saw him.
Who's this?
He stammered, shocked and pale. I explained that it was Selden, and said that he died from a fall. Stapleton tried, with little success, to hide his disappointment. He explained he was on the moor looking for Sir Henry, who was expected at Merripit House. He then looked at Holmes cautiously.
Did you see anything else, Mr. Holmes?
You are quick at identification, Mr. Stapleton,
said my friend.
To recognize me so quickly? No, we saw nothing. This case is very unsatisfactory. I intend to return to London tomorrow.
Stapleton continued to observe Holmes intensely. We decided to leave poor Selden on the moor that night and refused Stapleton's offer of hospitality at Merripit House. As we returned to the hall, we looked back and saw the sad, black shape of the criminal's body, alone on the cold ground.